MCB Board Meeting Minutes, 4-22-2023. Held in person, Doubletree Hotel, Springfield, Missouri. Debbie Sanders, Secretary. Madam President Kay Malmquist called the meeting to order, and Secretary Debbie Sanders opened with prayer. Attendees: Kay Malmquist, President. Chip Haley, Vice President. Debbie Sanders, Secretary. Beverly Cascadin, Director, St. Charles. Linda Gerken, Director, Blind of Central Missouri. Melvin Smith, Allied Workers. Wendell Wilcox, Joplin Service Club. Stephanie Bailey, Springfield. Carl Chapel, St. Louis Northern Lights. Deanna Noriega, Tiger Council. Donna Wiedlich, Public Relations Chair. Not present at roll call, but later joined. Jack Link, Treasurer, St. Louis. Anna Schell, Director, United Workers. Wilma Chestnut, Agape. Absent: Roger Jewell, Lake Stockton. Marlene Limbaugh, River City. Rob Albro, Southeast Blind. Carl Chappell, Northern Lights. Kay welcomed guests. Approval of agenda, seconded and passed. Approval of March meeting minutes, seconded, passed. President's remarks. Capitol Plaza Hotel update. The attorney is still advising us to continue to wait. He feels they won't be back with us wanting a payment for the $21,000, but we did lose the $5,000 deposit. Children's Vision Summit. We have $2,000 set aside in the budget every year to pay for meals when they meet, but they only ask for $500 because of it only being a one-day event. It was brought up at the event, might only be held every other year, and the budget may need to be reconsidered and reallocated if that is the case. Kay was going to make an inquiry to Jeff the next time she sees him. Mind's Eye Soiree. Seven went to the soiree this year. We donated to the soiree this year and were recognized. A question was brought up about the remaining unused tickets, was 10 was purchased. In the future, the board would like to have the option for others on the board to be able to go. Website update, Raymond Bishop, Multimedia Chair. The website is fully functioning with a couple of exceptions, one being the expense form and getting it to work correctly with JAWS. Nance from the office works diligently on the Missouri history information. Podcasts are being added as time permits. Linda Gerken asked whether adding the donate button to the website has been utilized, and it was affirmed that yes, it has been used. There have also been a link for donations that can be made and added to emails. Linda also reminded of the need to have a backup person that have passwords to the website, and it was confirmed that Kay and Chip both have them. Clarification was made that the donate button does allow for type of money or account the money is allocated to, for example, donation, dues, camp fees, etc. Chip has asked that the office include a breakout of those various allocations in a report. Update on Delta Area Affiliate. Back in October, the Delta Area Affiliate suspended because of not being in compliance due to having a sighted president. They now have a visually impaired president and are wanting to be reinstated. Kay would like to see a vote to reinstate the affiliate after discussion. Chip wants to see their bylaws with a change of noting legally blind versus visually impaired, and membership list and officers before voting commences. Beverly would like to see the minutes that stated that there was in fact suspended. I can be found in October or November minutes tabled and will follow up next month. Treasurer's Report, Jack Link. Checking account, $42,087.75. Raymond James Interest Account, $237,761.60. Moderate Growth, $2,987,735.18. Growth, $151,971.24. Total, $3,377,468.02. Increase of $45,987.56 from last month. Chip asked for an update from the recent Budget and Finance Committee meeting. Jack stated that the last 3 years we were at a 10% growth and we have a CD coming up in June. Hunter would be willing to come to the board meeting to update everyone on the renewal, etc. Beverly stated she would appreciate if the board could include on those minutes and to make sure Virginia includes the invite to the board. Scholarship Report, Debbie Sanders, Chair. Debbie reached out to Missouri Department of ED and have the scholarship information distributed to school guidance counselors. The office also sent the letter to the Missouri School for the Blind. Debbie also stated that Debbie Planter from the Web City to join her on the committee. There have been no applications thus far to review. Public Relations, Donna Wiedlich. Donna attended the February 15th Braille Challenge at MSB and donated Braille games. She attended the Power Up Conference and sold several raffle tickets for the baseball game. And she also distributed promo items to the legislative days. She'll be attending the new support group in St. Louis Society for the Blind and sharing about MCB in May. Missouri Chronicle, Bob Collier. Bob reviewed the content that is typically included in the Missouri Chronicle and mentioned some other items to possibly include as well. The first issue may be a bit experimental until he gets adjusted to everything. Deadline for articles is May 1st and needs to be submitted to Chronicle at MissouriCouncilOfTheBlind.org. Strategic Plan and Fundraising Discussion. We reviewed the town hall meeting with Bill Reeder, where there was a low attendance. Chip mentioned that he didn't think we're quite ready to move forward until we get some other things resolved, as presented in Eugene's recommendations of communications and committee improvements. Beverly mentioned that she would like to see more references and results that Bill has produced. She also asked about looking into getting a fundraising committee operational. Donna and Wanda are willing to serve. United Way was brought up to look for potential funding. Chip wants us all to see the board and members be more committed to working on growing and improving the organization. Deanna also mentioned that our infrastructure needs improved upon in order to plan to be put in place. Beverly mentioned considering other brainstorming sessions to set priorities needed. It was mentioned we should consider reviewing the bylaws. Wilma moves the table discussion to the next board meeting, seconded passed. Open forum at board meeting discussion. It was brought up to consider having an open forum at the end of the board meetings if time allows to help encourage engagement from the membership to ask questions or have comments. Several people responded positively to the idea, remembering guests have no vote on anything because they're not part of the board. They should have a time limit for question and comments. Chip mentioned that this is not really a board decision to add an open forum to a board meeting because non-board members can attend in order to observe. It will require a bylaw change to allow non-board members to speak. A bylaw amendment would need to be proposed before July 15th for the October meeting. Linda brought up seeing if we could do at least a two-month trial. Chip said we can check with the parliamentarian to see if we can suspend non-member speaking at board meetings. If successful, then the amendment to the bylaws can be recommended by July 15th. Jack moved, unless the parliamentarian states differently, that we suspend the bylaw that mutes non-board members from speaking at board meetings for the next two meetings. Linda asked to amend the 2 months meetings, seconded and passed. There was one last item that needed to be shared with the board in regard to having a security guard present during this meeting. Threats and lawsuits have been made, and as a precaution, after talking with the attorney, hotel staff, and local authorities, a security guard is present. We would not have convened in person today if we hadn't felt safe. Madam President stated that the person had violated a code of conduct policy that MCB has in place. Other announcements. Wilma brought up a possible fundraiser event for White Cane Safety Day. Wilma spoke with Jefferson City's park and rec people about participating and collaborating with MCB on this event in October. Debbie mentioned her organization has put together a training video for restaurant staff in serving the blind. She has printed up business cards with a QR code that links to that training video that people can leave these cards with waitstaff at restaurants, etc. She has brought these with her and encouraged people to get a stack of them before they leave. Kay mentioned that the ACB $20,000 grant application to attend the convention is due June 1st. Wilma mentioned that there is an extended stay hotel only 6 minutes from the conference hotel that will save a lot of money over the conference hotel. Beverly suggested that attendees of the convention give some sort of report after attending. Linda wanted an update on the baseball game ticket sales. Jack did not have the figures in front of him and would ask the office and report back. Next meeting, Thursday, May 25th. Motion to adjourn, seconded and passed.